You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Carlito,
Big Man,
and them psychic Andy. Blood class, smoke a sniff,
the house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yeah, crackers. That house is fine. On PCC Radio. Bitch.
How is it?
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We are not.
A god? Which one?
He thinks he's you.
Sounds bad, but...
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his identity, the law sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back! My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Aztecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Intercom.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Delmu.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
INCO.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
I know drug real from real real.
Chris, I take real today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you want, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Hey, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are speaking Spanish.
I
what
know,
the fuck
you speak English, I say.
You motherfucking,
you
motherfucking. Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
I punch
never
you in the mouth.
Call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn.
Hey?
Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicapped Circus. And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty, filthy rap. Joint for the man, Detroit back.
What's up, everybody? Good evening. It's Friday, April 21st, and you're listening to The Madhouse, I guess. What do we call this? This is not The Madhouse, right?
No, I guess it isn't.
It's special edition Madhouse?
Emergency Madhouse.
Emergency Madhouse. And here with me tonight, I have Andy. What's up, Andy?
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Great.
Good to hear from you. A little applause for you.
Great.
Andy flying in tonight. Very short notice, and I thank you very much. I know you had a big night planned.
Sure.
Oh, stealing credit card numbers.
Stealing credit card numbers and buying motor scooters online, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for taking time out of that to join us.
Great.
And on the line also, let me connect him, is this guy. Hang on.
Dr. Lego on the line. Dr. Lego, say what's up to everybody.
It's Dr. Lego, and it is actually... It's, why don't we call this show, Mental Madhouse instead of Mental Discrepancies.
Mental Madhouse, okay, I like that. Andy, switch, I don't like this one.
All right,
this, we had the wrong phone.
I'm here to hang with you for a little while tonight, no problem.
Okay, good. So you're a little busy tonight, a little tired, you got some problems?
No, you know what, bro? I went to the fucking Bronx Zoo today, and I want to tell you, I've never been there before. I lived in New York my whole life. Went to the Bronx Zoo today, and it sucked. And I don't fucking recommend it to anybody. It's a lot of walking around. I fucking drove 3 hours to watch a fucking cheetah take a shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice,
so,
man.
You know what?
You see any masturbating monkeys?
Yeah, I saw a couple of monkeys fucking jerking each other off.
Yeah.
And
there was that nasty shit. Yeah.
And I saw a fucking chinchilla trying to hump a fucking lobster. But other than that...
A lobster? The fuck is a chinchilla anyway? Isn't
that
like an alpaca?
You know, every time the chinchilla got it on the lobster's back, the lobster would like fucking grab its cock with a claw. I never seen a chinchilla fucking scream in pain like that before.
Okay.
But, you know, I was saying, you know, I called Milkman earlier, and, you know, he had gotten his job at a hotel down there.
Right.
And it was like, you know, it's like one of those island hotels, and they have these, like, when you walk in, they have those two giant totem poles things.
Yeah.
So he had to secure one of these totem poles to the wall, and the fucking totem pole, the other guy who he's working with, I don't know, I didn't hear the whole story, all I know is it fell on him.
That's funny.
And it fucked him up, you know, like,
man.
It crushed his pancreas.
Oh.
And actually, he's in the hospital, but I'm able to patch him in. I've got the direct number, so hold on here.
Okay. This I got to hear.
Milkman!
Hello. Oh, hello?
Yo, what's up? How you feeling, man?
Oh, my God. Oh, my head's killing me, man. My gut. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, they crushed your head?
Oh, man. When I fell down, that thing hit me right in the gut, man. It mashed my pancreas and my head hit the ground. I got this big, ugly face of like a witch doctor face in my stomach, a big bruise. It's horrible, man. It's like a tattoo.
Maybe you should get that tattooed in.
Oh, my God. Well, if my head stops hurting here and I can start walking again, get back in my wheelchair, man, I might do that. I'll have Zolar and you guys to do a tattoo job.
You know what? I think we should do? I think everybody should PayPal like $10 over to Milkman.
Yeah. We'll set that up.
So he could get that tattoo.
I agree.
I appreciate that. I will get that big, ugly witch doctor face tat right in my stomach.
I think that'd be hot. Let me ask you something, like on a more important note. What are the nurses like? Are they any hot bitches, or are they all big, fat, old, fucking black women, like in New York?
Oh, damn. Well, yeah, we got a couple hotties in here, man. And yes, there's several black babies, too. But, yeah, hey, Milkman got no problem with that, man. Anyone that's over about 30 is fine with me.
You like that brown sugar?
I love the brown sugar, and I can't do the 9-year-old scene, man. So I'm actually doing pretty good as far as that. I get them to do me a sponge bath, you know, and I tell them, oh, you know, I got an itch right here, and they'll sit there and rub it. Oh, man.
Damn, you're just like the...
I'm thinking about staying for a while longer, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, you're like the incredible Mr. Limpet.
Oh, God, I might just roll out of bed and just, you know, tell them that, you know, I hurt myself again so I can stay an extra week, man. This is really great. The food is great, too, man. It's better than jail food, man.
All right.
It's
yeah.
It's really good.
All right, man. So you got out of jail, too, then?
Yeah, I'm out of jail now, man. They finally give me back my walker because I didn't have a license, you know, and I got a speeding ticket for going 25 in a 5-mile-an-hour zone, and I finally got it back, and it's licensed now.
All right. Well, you see, there you go. So, Carlito, here you go. You got Dr. Lego, you got fucking Milkman with his crushed pancreas and a fucking totem pole fucking guy in his face and his stomach, and you got Andy who fucking flew in from, where'd he come from, Peru?
Yeah,
so you're doing all right.
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
On the shores of Lake Titicaca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so update us on Athena, man.
Athena? I don't know.
Did you check? Was she stretched out at all? Did you check it out?
This is her last week of her internship. I don't see her until May 5th.
All right, well,
that's
listen,
when I'm flying up there.
You gotta give her the finger test, dude. You stick your finger in her ass. If it slides right up there and it's loose,
then I know.
You know what happened.
Yeah, she got ass raped. Yeah. Is that considered cheating if it was anal?
No.
Because if so, then I have cheated on her all the time she's been gone.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So you're even.
Because my ass is pretty loose right now. What's up with your boy the dad, man?
What's up? But he's freaking out a little bit lately. He's all right.
He's hating on me, then he's hating on Andy over here.
No, he's just fucking around. He loves all you guys.
Sai got in the chair will mask the dead if he supports stem cell research.
Maybe they can regrow the dead brain cells.
Just give him a new tongue.
He's coming to New York in June, dude.
Tell him to come in May. We can be me, him, and you up in the Lego compound.
All right.
Do something. May 5th. I'm telling you, I'm going to fly up there May 5th, and Zolar quit, so he didn't quit. He's on hiatus or whatever that means.
Yeah, no, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
I wouldn't be surprised if he fucking cans the show and gets on tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to kick us all off. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
This is my night. Anyway, so Lego, you're not going to be on tonight, of course. We're going to do a little thing here together for a little bit. Me, you, Milkman, and Andy, of course, and then we're going to... We're going to move on with a Madhouse-style show. Is that what your plan is, or did you want to maybe take over later? Or what do you want to do? Let the people know real quick so they know what's going on, so they're not scared.
Gotta love Vonage.
Okay, gotta love Vonage. There it is. That's from Dr. Lego, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
That means fucking you cut out on me for a minute, but I figured that.
It does sound horrible. Yeah,
it does. What I'm asking... is what's the plan for tonight so everybody knows real quick? Are we you're gonna be on here with me for a little bit and then you're gonna move on, you're gonna do your own thing for tonight and just sit back and listen, or you're gonna take on a late night show tonight? What exactly do you have planned for us?
I heard there's gonna be a dead fruit juice enema. Is that true?
Well, here's what we're gonna do.
You tell us.
We're gonna start out here where we are now, and we're gonna coast and see how it goes, and then yeah, maybe later on if you guys get tired I'll kick back in, you know, I'll do the stream, or maybe we'll just keep it going like this all night. Who the fuck knows? Why should we plan anything?
Who the fuck knows exactly?
I mean, I, you know, you got any pranks in mind? I got a couple ideas.
Let's see what Lonesome Loser sent us. Lonesome Loser has sent us Batman testing again. We never got to that last night. Batman testing. We also have the Evil Twin Bar and Grill, excuse me, in Ohio. Sherman Oaks, California. That sounds like a nice place to live, Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
Evil Twin Productions in Sherman Oaks. We also have Spider-Man Tree Service in Eugene, Oregon. We have Amigos Donuts. We have Castro Valley Donuts. We have Stooges Bar and Restaurant. We got two locations called Three Stooges. Latina woman answered at 9:29 p.m. at the Three Stooges in Louisiana. I say we call that. What do you think, Lego?
Sure.
Let's do it. Milkman, you're on there with us, man?
Yeah, man, I'm here, man. I'm getting a sponge bath, so don't mind me.
I haven't talked to you in like 2 days, man. We haven't called or nothing. You're supposed to call me every day, and here you are not calling me. I can't call you because it's long distance.
This whole thing really got me down, man. I'm sorry, bro. I haven't been able to get any calls out of the hospital. They've been keeping me under sedation most of the time. So I was in the third floor mental unit for a few days.
No, man, are you going to sue? I think you should sue.
You should sue the totem pole company.
Yeah, the totem pole company, the hotel you work at.
State of God for making you a half Samoan.
State of Kansas.
I think I'm going to see the coconut plantation that grew at Starters. That's the first place to start. And then
coconut.
The banana company also.
Your whole fucking island's a coconut plantation.
If it wasn't for the banana falling in front of that idiot guy I was working with, he'd have never let go of it and would never fell on me. But he was more interested in the banana than holding up the pole for me.
Oh, milkman with a racist banana right now.
The racist, like, slightly homosexual banana reference for milkman, yeah.
He was a white guy, that's the problem. I don't understand what the banana gig was all about. He was a white guy, so you tell me.
Yeah.
He was probably trying to figure out what you were, milkman.
I've had oatmeal earlier today, so, you know, I got a little bit of my strength up, so maybe I can bear through this thing.
Praise be to God.
How's your cat handling all this, milkman?
Wow.
Well, okay. Right now the cat is being taken care of by the neighbor, and I got a greeting card from the cat telling me to hurry up and come home, that she misses me, and that she loves me, and that I hope that I get better soon.
She misses the wet Q-tip, huh?
Well,
that's what Milkman calls it.
And here in the hospital, underneath the shelf in my room, I found a whole bunch of them here. It says disposal, a safe biohazard disposal, and there's all kinds of Q-tips down in there. A little bit dirty, but I got a whole free supply now.
Good, you don't even have to turn them around and use both ends anymore now.
There you go.
Look at the bright side, Milkman.
I can do a double job there.
Yeah. Hey, Milkman, you know how gay Saigon is? He just said that he was dancing with another guy with nipple rings. He just submitted to it in the chat room. Can you believe that?
Was he hanging off of them like they do in the gymnastics and doing those, like, iron cross and shit, or what?
Yeah, he was doing those flips. Those fucking flips. All right, Lego, you ready to do this prank call?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Milkman, it's great to have you back on, man. It's not the same without you.
Yeah, we're glad you're not dead.
We're glad you're not dead.
Thanks a lot.
We're glad the totem pole didn't kill you.
Oh, man.
You be careful and you keep in touch, man. Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a few days. I was starting to worry about you. Excuse me.
I'll definitely do that, man. I'm going to have one of these nurses do the long-distance card deal for me here. I'm going to
you do that. Milkman, you're going to lose even more weight now, brother.
Why don't you go get me a phone card? I'll tip you with a lock of my hair.
A lock of his hair.
Give me rice pudding, too.
I'm going to make a rope out of my hair and escape out of the window before I get the bill. Yeah.
There you go. Those bills are killer.
All this good treatment, I'm not in a hurry to go. I'm trying to stay here, man. I'm going to try and roll out of bed tonight and see if I can't fall down and hurt my leg or something. That's dumb. I can't walk. I'm going to assume they don't take care of me.
I want to be in traction.
Traction.
He also hurt that spot between his balls and his asshole.
His taint?
It's the first time that's ever been cleaned.
There, man.
They found three ticks.
Threw down the dog pound, man. All the dog started.
Three ticks and two mushrooms. Where in my taint?
It's the first time someone's washed between my legs and my crotch for the first time.
I'm going to make a stew.
Oh, stew.
Taint stew.
Taint stew.
A little extra there, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to get a tattoo there, but it didn't work out.
So, Saigon is reporting David Lee Roth is probably getting replaced by Opie and Anthony. He is getting replaced by Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, David's going to be on Sirius.
Yeah, he is. I know, because he's been interviewed on Sirius twice now by the Howard 100 News, and he'll probably go there.
Katie K should probably try to get him on PCU right now.
Now's the time to fucking grab David Lee Roth.
What's open, like Monday night,
Why don't we call David? I have David's number. You want to call him?
Do it. Definitely. Yeah, make it so. All
right, we'll call him.
Offer him a job.
I'll play music and you do that.
He can replace Milkman while he's convalescing.
Exactly. We should have David Lee Roth from the Red House.
Dad, I know you don't understand convalescing. That means getting better.
Oh. All right.
Booyah.
Anyway.
Right, let me see if I can. I'm going to see if I can get David on the other line, and if I can, then what I'll do is let me first call. You guys. Keep going. I'm here.
Yeah, we'll keep talking and we'll wait for you to come back. All right,
we're not gonna shut up just because you're not here.
Exactly. David Lee Roth, who I'm assuming is gonna be Billy Mira.
You shouldn't have said that, stupid.
But what the fuck? No, I'm just nobody. Whatever.
There's people out there who didn't know that was a prank call.
Who's listening here doesn't even get this whole thing anyway? Out of all these retards.
I'm sure there's a lot of dumb people.
Saigon, maybe. Oh, I didn't know.
All the famous people. Ice cream man, stop me when you come by.
David Roth.
Oh, go.
code.
I don't, you know, Milkman probably didn't know. He's freaking out.
Yeah.
He's not there. He's probably out drinking somewhere.
Probably. He's an asshole, too, anyway. Anyways. Yeah. So are they going to replace him with Sammy Hagar?
Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony. It should be Sammy and Hagar. That would be really bad. That would really piss him off.
It's actually that guy who was like the third lead singer. What was his name? The guy who replaced, who came out later.
Keith Richards?
No.
No, I'm just playing.
Dave something.
There's another one?
Yeah, the guy.
Didn't David Lee Roth come back at one point?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So let me ask something on a more important note.
Yeah.
Pussy survey. Hair, no, or totally shaved?
No.
A little, like a racing stripe, or fucking hairy?
I'll go with racing stripe. Yeah. It's got to have a little bit there, because if it's totally shaved, it's like a 13-year-old, and that's kind of scary. Not even a 13-year-old. But
not really.
I like it. I like the Hitler mustache,
yeah.
Or even like a strange design, like a cat head. I've seen that, and I've seen like a middle finger, like a hand with a middle finger coming up. I like that, too.
What? That sounds kind of
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, like, you know, put a little effort into it, girls.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to keep up with that, though, women. You know, that's something
there. You got to keep yourself nice and trim.
There's nothing more horrible than a woman who's got a huge bush. You know what I mean? It's just nasty.
I mean, it's not like you're not going to have sex with her, but then later on you're going to make fun of her to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a huge hairy bush makes me think dirty, smelly cunt.
Yeah, because it's obviously like they're not taking advantage of all the time that they could be down there cleaning things up and
keeping
and
things in shape.
Yeah, because then you imagine like she's probably wiping her ass 3 times, but maybe she should be doing it 4 times. You know,
yeah. That hair gets that urine smell too. You know what I mean? It's not.
I don't mind that. I don't mind a little bit of a musty piss aroma though.
Do you like the dirty cunt smell?
Not dirty cunt, but musty piss aroma that could turn you on.
I like the smell of gasoline on my vagina.
So, all right, so now, if you could suck your own cock, would you?
Yeah, in a second. I'd stop masturbating and start sucking my own cock.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you give yourself a hand job like, every day, so yeah. I think it's obvious that most guys would. You just wouldn't talk about it. Like, I think you're gay because you mentioned it. Like, everybody would.
Do you think that makes you gay if you could suck your own cock?
Yes. I think you would do it, but then you would be gay.
Why? What if you loved pussy and you just could also pleasure yourself?
I don't know. I just think it makes you gay. The second you did it, you'd be a homo.
I think you'd be gay because
you could never be like, ain't no dick ever touch my lips.
Yeah, that's
true. There's a million times I've said those words. No dick touching, no dick sucking here. And I couldn't say anything.
Seriously, I think you'd be gay if you came in your own mouth or something.
Okay, I'll give you that. Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that makes you that makes you a flamer. Like you go from gay to a flamer right there.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I don't know, dude. I think most guy, any guy who could like suck his own dick would.
Yeah. Probably. I agree. No way. Milkman says no. He's such a liar. Why would you suck your own dick when there's cat pussy all around?
Milkman's just sitting
there. All you gotta do is put catnip on your balls and they'll go to town.
Catnip and some tuna and you're home
free. Here, kitty. My cat comes running whenever she hears the can opener.
She knows what that means. It's time for love. All right.
Yeah.
Why are we fucking around so much?
Let's just get having that milkman to make fun of in 2 weeks.
Who's fucking around, man? I wanted to know.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. It's an important question. I say I would. I get my ribs removed if a minute can do that. Remember they used to say that shit about Marilyn Manson that he got ribs removed so he could suck his own dick on stage?
Yeah, I remember
that. Wasn't that a bunch of shit?
That was a true story for a while. Like everybody thought it was for real. But
yeah, and then they thought he was the kid from the Wonder Years too, and that was bullshit.
No, that's true.
That's true.
No, but he wasn't the boy. He was Winnie Cooper.
He was Winnie Cooper.
Yeah. Winnie Cooper got a sex change.
You think Marilyn Manson would make a Bukkake movie?
No.
I don't know. He's not. I don't think he's gay. I think he's. Not
he had no. He was banging Rose McGowan for a long time.
He was.
Yeah, I was into her. She used to be really hot.
But dude,
FYI. Andy Dick had a crush on him, though. Apparently, from what I hear.
Andy Dick peeled it back and beat it up.
Yeah, but she did. Funny guy, but he's bi. Nothing wrong with that. KDK is bi too. He probably fucked Andy Dick. And Marilyn Manson. There's nothing wrong with that.
No man fucks animals. We don't hate him for it.
We don't hate him for it. We don't judge on this show.
No.
I don't think he'd cheat on Keith, though.
You don't think so?
For Marilyn Manson, I think he would. Marilyn Manson's got a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Right there. What if Kitty K got pregnant?
Yeah, with the romances with a black kid. What if Kitty Kane had a black child?
Cha-ching. Look, this is cha-ching.
What if Shaq came on to him? What do you think he would do?
Hello there.
Because if Shaq was like, Andy, I want you to come and live with me in my mansion and be my boyfriend, I would probably go because he's got a lot of money and he's a large black man.
So I want you to come down to South Beach and live on Star Island.
Hey, I'm going to dunk on you and then I'm going to pound your asshole.
Dr. Lego, come down and be my servant in Miami Beach with Shaq.
Would you do it?
All right.
Would you fuck Shaq?
Would I fuck Shaq?
For the money.
How much?
All of his money.
Would you marry him?
No.
I want you to suck my toes, Dr. Lego.
I'd fuck him, though, for a certain amount.
Okay.
$50?
No, I'm talking real deal cash.
$200.
Yeah, $562.
You know what I'd do with $200?
No. Dude, $200 can go a long way.
I pay my rent with it. I pay a quarter of my rent with it, motherfucker.
I give Dina some money. Here you go, Dina.
I could fill up my fucking...
get a full tank of gas.
I could fill up my Cayenne with that.
Full tank of gas.
I get a full tank of gas, and I go to the Sizzler.
Who's calling you, Lego? Put that business online. Let's talk to it.
Yeah. Shaq.
Shaq.
How do they know?
Yeah, man, how'd they know that you
Who
mean
told
no
them, man? Don't tell them shit.
I told you it was a secret. Between me and Lego. Anyway. Lego's apparently doing business.
Milkman got cut off. I got a conference.
Oh, Jesus.
I got cut off.
Shaq came in and raped me.
It wasn't even Shaq. It was Daryl Armstrong.
don't hang up, nobody. I'll be right back.
Too late.
Don't be mean.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Don't be mean. All right, anyway. Well, these faggots. I'm going to do a prank call. Fuck them. Who you want to call, Andy? The Three Stooges?
Yeah, you do call Three Stooges. Can you do a Three Stooges voice?
Sticky plumbing.
Sticky, yeah.
Sticky mulligan.
Sticky Beats Pub. Foster Old Fashioned Freeze.
Yeah,
a gay sounding guy answered. That's good.
Gay sounding guy?
Foster Old Fashioned Freeze Drive Through Dining.
Let's do it. Let's do that one.
Ask him if you can figure.
What the hell is 69 Ice Fruit?
That's sexy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hello, is this Pancreas Man?
Yes, I'm here. The nurse accidentally disconnected the phone there. They had to take my temperature.
Anally?
I don't want
to. I wouldn't let them do it any other way.
It stuck a damn thermometer in my ass there, and I farted right in her face, and then she just accidentally ripped the phone out of her hands.
And then she put it in my butt, too.
A mercury enema.
Oh, damn. I didn't like that shit.
Yo, dude, let me ask you something.
Mm.
Would you fuck Shaq in the ass for $200?
No.
It's the other way around.
The basketball
player? No, Shaq is fucking Milkman, not the other way around.
Can you imagine the pressure on that condom?
Milkman is receiving, not giving.
No, dude. If I gotta quit giving up sex, then I'll give up sex.
Yo,
the only guy I like is George Ebert.
Yo, I'll give you $1 million. I give you $1 million and I let you wash your mouth out with Listerine.
That'll have to do. If I can't handle sluts, then I guess it's time to give up, ain't it? I'll become a nun.
I'm just saying, like a one-time shot, you could be a millionaire. You wouldn't do it?
Long-time shot.
I would. For $1 million, I would, yeah. I think it's scan that you said no, man.
That's right. Any man.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine how I would be in that state of mind.
I would be so low. It wouldn't be about a state of mind. I would be so loaded.
I would be in a state of mind. I'd put on a little fucking dress and a thong. You can call me Sally and give me the fucking $1 million.
Yeah, I'd eat so much Xanax and drink so much beer that I wouldn't remember, and I'd have $1 million.
He who denies it the most.
Yeah.
Well, the way that I could do is I could, like, talk one of these crazy PCU listeners into going half with me if I got them the gig, and you know they would do it in my place. I split it with them.
Oh, there you go. That's ingenuity.
Yeah, now that I'd go for. I would go for the getting the gig lined up, but the actual participation I'd have to leave out to the performer.
Hey, Milkman, the pimp is always worse than the prostitute, buddy. I just lost a lot of respect for you. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, respect.
That's your Maury heritage shining through.
respect, man.
Yeah, there it is. Lego sums it all up. Okay, let's call these Three Stooges bastards. Three Stooges Bar in Cedar Lake, Indiana.
It's a Friday night.
That's where my uncle lives.
Andy's going to go take a shit.
I'm gonna
I'll play the toilet for you here.
See, your leg is right where my uncle's
on. All right, Andy will be right back. And Lego, you hang on over there. Milkman, you hang on too.
10-4.
All right, don't eat the Kentucky jelly. It's not what you think it is.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back, everybody, with the first prank call of the night. We're only about a half hour into the show. This one's in Indiana.
Hello, Stooges.
Yeah, hi. This is Three Stooges Bar.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Victor Maitland.
Uh-huh.
And I represent the family of Shemp.
Okay.
Now, there's a problem because it says the Three Stooges Bar, there was really four Stooges. And do you guys have rights to use the name?
Yes.
Oh, you did get the rights. Okay. Who did you speak to, Larry Fingler?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, hold on one second. Bobby?
Yeah. Hi. I represent the state of Shizlak.
Curly Joe Howard.
Curly Joe Howard, matter of fact. And there's actually a dispute right now in terms of who is actually in charge of the Three Stooges' name. It is actually the estate of Curly
Joe Howard.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to request that you cease and desist immediately all usage of the term Three Stooges. It just doesn't appear that any of this
you
is
gotta
valid.
Go with the Five Stooges.
Oh, the Five Stooges?
Name the Five Stooges.
Get Shemp and Curly Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to talk to my boss about that.
Well, put the boss on the phone there, honey bitch.
Is the boss there?
Not in, no.
Listen, can my band play there tonight?
Who's your band?
We're called the Schwarzeneggers. In fact, the lead singer of my band is the inventor of the reusable tampon.
The Milk Band.
Nice.
Yeah.
Milk Band, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Milk Band, tell them how it is.
Do you have questions for me?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you have any real questions for me?
That was a real. I want my. We're called the Schwarzeneggers. We play rock music, and we'd like to come in there.
Well, come on in. We have a. We do karaoke tonight, so come on in. Sing a couple songs. We'll see how you are.
You want me to sing a little for you right now?
No, you can sing when you come in.
What's your name?
Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Yes.
I love that name.
Well, thank you.
It's a beautiful name.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So who's name?
Are you coming in tonight?
Yeah, I'll come in over there. I'll sing some karaoke. Can we do a duet?
I don't sing. I like my customers.
Oh, you don't. So you're saying that? All right. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. I'll come over there with my band. I'll have my lead singer get up and sing, and I'll
Smart
even
ass.
Give you like a free sample of the reusable tampon.
Okay, sounds good.
What do you think, guys? And we'll leave him alone about the Curly Joe Shemp thing.
That's fine, ma'am. What do you think about reusable toilet paper?
I don't think that would go over too well.
And washable toilet paper. Just throw it in the laundry.
Just set it and forget it.
Don't be so lazy. God, man.
Are you coming in? Lady?
Yeah, we're definitely coming in.
I'll look for you. All right, I'll look for you.
Rochelle, my name is Victor Maitland.
All right, Victor, I'll be waiting for you.
All right. Oh, I love that about you. You're awesome. What are you wearing, just so I know?
I'm wearing a pink shirt and black pants.
Black pants?
Yes.
Like sexy looking?
Yeah.
All
right. That's cute. I like them. My bottom.
But all right.
I've got 30 customers, so I gotta go now. Okay.
All right. Hey, say hi.
Hey, what's your mind? Hey, lady. Okay. Lady.
Bye bye.
Lady.
Love you.
When does the women ever talk to me, man? God damn it! Fuck. Women never talk to me.
Because you're a horrible pig.
I'm a good lover.
You're.
I'm the best lover you ever have, Lego. You spread that around. Let's call
Lego. Carlito's very sensitive and loving.
I'm going to call Fat Albert's Fried Chicken. I'm going to take this.
I get some food.
You have 6 hours, 44 minutes.
I wish I had the Fat Albert theme. No, that's...
Fat Albert.
Hey. You got my fried chicken? How'd you get my recipe?
How many times
a week? How many times a week?
You gotta go call back.
Pickle, that's
weird. You guys, someone got to call,
someone calls Mushmallow.
Yeah, but how's Mushmallow sound?
Like, how do you talk about Mushmallow? Is it like
Mushmallow that we talk about? I don't remember the show that well. How does he sound like?
He had an extra syllable in it.
Hey, we can have the dead call as Mushmallow.
Old Bacaba there, bro.
We
okay,
have, we
I, got
have
it, I got it, I got it.
The dead could call as Mushmallow. This is Rudy.
Rudy. Hamburgers and pizza.
Hello,
Old Bacaba there, bro. I'd like to know, but how much it may be compensated by the fried chicken, bro?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How much it be compensated by fried chicken, bro? How much, bro?
How many pieces are you looking for?
About the eight to team, bro.
About how many pieces?
Eight team. Eight team.
18?
Yep.
We have a
20
piece. We don't have no
18
piece.
How much above team 20 piece above?
It's $21.49.
$21.49 above?
Yes, sir.
And how much is the tax above?
$21.49
with tax. Is that including the tax above?
Yes, it's full tax.
I but don't believe in the pack tax above.
You know what?
I don't believe in tax about only reparation above us. Do but I still Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Who's that? Was that you, Andy?
No, that was
okay.
Andy.
Yeah,
that was
Andy. Is that
the order or not, sir?
Yeah, but I do, but
what's the order?
My order, 21 pieces of fried chicken.
21 pieces of fried chicken?
How about I put my brother Leroy on the phone? Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Hello there.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Leroy. I sure love chicken and watermelon. You have any of that? Hello?
He wants the chicken and watermelon combo.
Hung up on you now.
Where's Mammy at?
You just tell them they're Uncle Tom's.
Hello?
I like your pancakes, bro.
Yeah. Pancakes good. Alright. Hey, you Lego, can you do a Fat Albert voice? You want to call Fat Albert's Food and Drink and then see if they stay on with you?
Sure.
Alright, we'll do that next. Soon
that
as
hurts my voice, but I can do it.
There's a lot of Fat Albert companies.
Yeah, Fat Albert Hamburgers and Pizza and Deli. Mm-hmm. Pizza
Albert's
and Deli.
Pizza. Hey, we got some pizza and you got some chicken.
Yeah.
Hey.
Fat Albert's
Fat
fried
Burgers
chicken.
Got some hamburger.
What's up with Fat Albert's fried
Fat Albert eat anything. Tell him you want a hamburger pizza with extra deli on it.
You want a hamburger pizza next to
the Hey, just cut up all the meat and put them on my pizza.
Alright.
I am back up.
Alright, hang on, let me disconnect because she hasn't hung up yet. She's still listening there. She likes my sexy voice. Don't you, black lady?
Yes, I do.
See?
You're just so fucking sexy.
Exactly
you
what she said.
All right. Mailman's a fuck cracker.
What song did you want to hear? You want to hear what?
Pusher Man.
I gotta find his here somewhere.
I want to hear Cocksucking Pig.
You can't hear nothing.
That's not like real song.
You can call the shots. Hang on. Pusher Man. I'm your mammy. I'm your daddy. Hang on. Pusher, right? P-U-S-H-R. There we go.
Yeah. Curtis Mayfield, the original pimp.
Curtis Mayfield is the original pimp.
He's the first
the original pimp. Poor pimp. Hang on, everybody. Hang on, Lego. It's gonna be your turn to... It does up as
Fat Albert, how can I help you?
Hey, I was wondering if I can get a burger.
No, we're already closed.
Oh, you're already closed. What's your name?
I'm not telling.
All right, well, listen, would you like to, I have an invention. I was wondering if you'd like to buy my invention.
No.
It's something that'll save you a lot of money.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, I have this invention, and it'll save you a lot of money. Would you like to buy my invention?
What is it?
It's, I have the, it's a reusable tampon.
What?
It's a reusable tampon. It's so.
Who is this?
My name is Fat Albert.
I'm gonna call back his mush mouth now. Hang on. Unless you wanna.
Hoba
dooba. Hoba yooba dooba.
Then you can ask her if she's into the reusable pad instead.
You can ask her about the reusable toilet paper. It's always a good idea. Anyway.
Please enter the number.
You bet. Hoba yooba dooba dooba. Obakeva.
Obadoobadoobadoo.
Andy, you want to try a Fat Albert's? We got a bust them.
I can't do the voice at all.
Gee, you've been doing the funny one.
Huh?
You've been doing a pretty good one. I'll try. Let me try Fat Albert's food and drink. This one's in Colorado.
Please enter.
You know black people in Colorado. There should be a Fat Albert soundboard.
Good evening, this is Fat Albert's restaurant. May I help you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
Is this Fat Albert's?
It is.
Yo, how long you been there? I didn't know. Hello?
3 years.
For 3 years?
Anything we can do for you?
Yeah. Do you have a booth that can hold my fat ass? About 450 pounds. I've broken 3 booths in my life already.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Well, that's just wrong. Maybe we're coming across too strong, but we can also.
Get me another Fat Albert's. Come on.
Okay.
You wish to call.
Fat Albert's Tavern and Bunkhouse. This one's in Alaska.
What the fuck is a bunkhouse?
I don't know what the fuck a bunkhouse is. It sounds gay to me.
Those people should take
or
whatever
you fucking
give them.
No,
Arkansas, they are.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? My name is Ned Ryerson, and I represent Bill Cosby. And there's a copyright infringement. I don't think you guys have permission to use the name Fat Albert. We've been calling all the Fat Albert restaurants and just trying to get a line on this and see, you know, try and work out some kind of a licensing thing.
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, I'll give you my attorney's number.
Okay. Okay.
That's the number.
Jail.
She
rang
off, I think. Hang on, I'm calling her back as Bill Cosby.
His number is correct, motherfucker.
No, now you call back as that ooba dooba dooba guy.
Hang on, I
got. I want to go.
Oh,
you suck.
Please enter the.
You can bring him a possum,
though, for
good for you.
Remember he used to do a good Bill Cosby?
Bring a possum. You
hang on,
you
I gotta...
You damn talking about...
I don't do a good Bill Cosby.
That's
Sheriff Roscoe.
Sheriff Roscoe, good call. Sheriff Roscoe lives very close to us, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine.
Hello?
Hello?
Ma'am, hello. Yeah, how are you doing?
Fine, who's this?
Good. I'm about to put Bill Cosby on the line for you, okay? You ready?
Sure.
Okay. You damn taking the name of my man, Fat Albert. You and the hippin' and the hoppin' and the bippin' and the boppin'. Your name is Fried. You stealing my money out of my pocket. Hello?
I'm sorry, ma'am. That's probably one of the worst Fat Albert. I mean,
I'm Bill Cosby, PhD, motherfucker.
Listen,
Bill Cosby, the same motherfucker.
I'm Bill Cosby, you fucking cracker.
I used to do a good Bill Cosby.
I know. I don't remember you ever doing that.
A white guy.
I don't know. Hey, bitch, you still there?
Oh, she hung up at the bitch.
Alaska's a bunch. Yeah, this is
Richard. Yeah, it's Richard.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Ah, you know, I'm sitting here with my cock in my hand, thinking about you.
Hey, now come on.
What?
You like it. Admit it.
What do I want? I want to bend you over and spread your ass cheeks apart and stick my fucking cock in your ass.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. How's that?
And
then I want to slap you in the face with my shitty dick.
Yeah.
Can't say the darndest things. Can't say the darndest things. I'm kidding the darndest things.
Ooh, the brass monkey.
You should call them and tell them that the Beastie Boys suck.
Yeah, I got one more Fat Albert's if you want to try it.
Do we? I thought you used them all.
I guess we did.
You did. You called everyone. Yeah. Every Fat Albert in the entire country is terrified.
All right. God bless. Milkman, why don't you do a prank call, man?
Yeah, man.
I can. I'm not funny.
Aww.
I can't be at the worst in Andy. That's pretty good.
Yes.
He gotcha.
Yes.
All right.
Laugh real loud, make me somehow believe it.
Hey, Milkman, can you do a gay voice?
Of course I can't. Well, you gotta be kidding me.
That's pretty convincing.
Yeah, it is pretty convincing. You wanna call a fruity affair in San Antonio?
Tell them you want a fruit basket for your lover.
Yo, look, a black guy answered at 9:57. That's gold right
Where?
There.
Oh, a fruity affair?
A fruity affair in San Antonio, Texas.
No, man, order a fruit basket for your lover and then do hijinks.
Yeah, and hijinks. Lots of hijinks. Can you do that for us?
And then your lover is your cat because you're a cataphile or whatever that is.
Are you going to do this, Milkman, or are you going to sit there and be a little girl like always?
I'm watching my stories.
You ready, Milkman? You gonna do a prank call? Seriously, I'm gonna put you on. Okay. Milkman has no answer for us, apparently. Milkman, talk.
Cut off again.
I guess so, probably. Hello? Are you still there, Lego?
Yes, I am. I'm about to ban Saigon's IP address.
Oh, you're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he deserves
it. Don't ban me! I told you to fight hatchet way.
Ban IP.
What did he do?
He was just being a dick.
He's being a dick all the time.
He wants to fight you.
He's
the
out.
Ancient
he
way.
Won't be able to get back on now.
Yeah. Milkman loves that.
Yeah.
Milkman likes it because Saigon is less white than he is.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, we gotta...
I had a grace.
Mira.
I don't know what the hell Milkman's doing over there in the hospital, or whatever it is that he's doing.
Yeah, we're up over 50 listeners. Look at that.
Hey, look
yeah. Yeah. We have 52
everybody
listeners.
Everybody who just logged on, don't listen to Milkman. Go ahead and stay with us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've
been a long time.
Let me give some shout-outs real quick, Lego. You want to stay on for a little bit more? Do we still have you on here? Cause
you know what? I'm going to get off, and I'll come back on a little later.
He's going to get off.
All right. Lego's got to take a growler, probably.
Yeah, he's going to take a shit.
I got to go slap Kim in the tits. I'll
do
be
that
back.
Shit, yeah.
You gotta take a Cleveland steamer her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna
Lego.
Fucking tie her up and
Lego,
I'll be back.
Do you ever give Kim any bruises?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Have you ever took a lighter and burned the end of her nips?
No, but I've definitely burnt some camel wax on her fucking eyeball.
Camel wax?
On her eyeball?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Camel wax on the
camel.
Eyeball, you ever get that?
No. No, I'm not.
A candle holder and you know, poking that candle in the hole there and lighting them up and letting them drip down, but
you know it's a really cool thing to do. Seriously,
mm-hmm.
You make your woman. This is what you should do with Athena, Carlito.
Mm-hmm.
You should make her eat like a lot of baked beans.
Oh, great!
Right, yeah, check
like
this out.
That.
It's really fucking. It's cool.
I like how this is starting. Go ahead.
Okay, you make her eat like a ton of baked beans, right?
Yes.
And then you lay her on her stomach and you spread her fucking ass cheeks apart and you fucking and you drip candle wax right on her asshole.
Uh-huh.
And then you make her fucking fart and she like blows the candle wax across the room. It's great.
Nice, but it's gonna catch
like
fire.
She fires it out, man.
It's
like boom.
You know, I had a girlfriend once who she would. I used to be able to get her to light my farts on fire. Remember Stephanie, Andy?
I don't believe that.
She used to do it, and I could never see it. But she said it always made a green flame. It was really pretty. It would cover my whole ass in a green flame.
Wow, look at you.
And it was funny because I could feel the warmth. I felt like I shit my pants.
And that was a white girl.
It was a white girl.
Wow, look at you, Carlito.
Yeah, white girl. Yeah, she's Portuguese or some shit.
Oh, never mind then.
Well, she was white.
No,
was a white
no,
girl.
No.
She had Portuguese.
No.
She was.
No.
Hey, she was as Portuguese as I'm Italian.
No, she wasn't white then.
Well, I'm Italian now.
Are you white?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm more white than I'm Puerto Rican though, but I got Italian in me. Whatever.
Well, you're like in Mexico, the people who run that country are all white.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who come to America from Mexico are
black.
black and Indian.
Yeah, I guess so.
So we have like a different view of the actual Mexicans.
Yeah. All right, Lego. Hey, well, thanks, man. You're gonna call us back or something? You're gonna
I'm gonna call you back. That means Milkman's going too because he's.
Oh
gonna...
no! Oh God. Man!
What will we do?
Hey, listen, motherfucker. All right, I'll call you guys later.
All right. Milkman, take care, man. It's always good hearing from you, man.
Yeah, I hope your pancreas gets better.
Yeah, me too.
I know your prostate's already fucked up.
I'm getting ready to get my next sponge bath there, so I'll be thinking about
it. I need three sponge baths a day because I shit myself constantly.
I can't wait till I get into a sponge bath, man. It's
always
fun.
I'm incontinent.
I'm incontinent.
I'm just shitting like crazy. I can't help it.
Watch out, everybody.
I mean, oh my God, here I go again.
Nice load still, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Lego, do you have MP3s of the fart tape?
Now, oh shit.
Lego, do you have MP3s of the gross tape?
Oh yeah.
You do? Can you send me the shitting?
Oh yeah.
All right, send that to me. That's a.
You've heard me play it on the show, right?
Yeah, I hear it every once in a while. I got the tape right in front of me. Remember this tape, Andy? You used to play this in high school all the time.
No.
Yeah, Lego made this, and I bought this like in '95.
Lego made that?
Lego made that like way back in the day. I bought that in '95 at Spencer's Gifts.
Not only did Lego make that, Lego sold 40,000 copies of that.
Lego, what was the name of your production company?
Back then, it was either. Was it Pacific East Productions or Digitally Toxic Music?
No.
What's on there?
Metal Beach.
Oh, yeah, Metal Beach, yep.
Yeah, but see, you didn't know it until I said it. I don't believe it.
Oh, no, I knew it. I knew it, bro.
Were these actual sounds that you made personally, or you had,
me and my friend, John made them, and, John passed away in a plane crash, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but
was he on 9/11?
No, it was the Big Bopper and Richie Valens.
No, my friend John. On a serious note, my friend John did it with me. He was a great guy.
You guys did it?
And we did it one night as a joke, and we were drunk.
Oh, yeah, as a joke? As a joke?
Listen to me.
I'm going to show my dick in your ass.
Listen, you motherfucker. Listen to me.
I'll show vagina and my throat.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So no. So, seriously, we went out. We got drunk, and I used to own a recording studio. We came back to the studio, and we just started recording this funny shit. We never planned to even put a tape together, and then a year later, we let all our friends hear it, and they were like, "You guys should put this out. It's hilarious." And you know, fucking light bulb went off. We did it. We made a deal with Spencer. 40,000 copies later, you know.
How much money did you make off that? Are you a millionaire?
No, not from that.
Oh. But from other things.
We profited about $2 a tape, maybe $2.50 a tape, so figure like almost $100,000.
Yeah, Carlito wants his $2.50 back then.
Well, no, they were probably $6-$7 at Spencer.
Yeah, I'm saying you're profiting. He wants that back. He doesn't want the whole thing. Just your profit.
Fuck that, my dad.
All right, listen, I gotta go wax my Cayenne. I'll speak to you later.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
He's got a Cayenne? You're like Soprano's wife.
Later, my brother. Feel better. Take care of your fucking anal beads.
Yeah. He's out, man. Thanks a lot, man.
I've got a cucumber up there right now to keep him company.
All right, Milkman, you do that.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, we miss you, Milkman. Oh, get well soon.
Carlito.
Come back. Yeah, what's up?
Carlito, you know what? You know what else I wanted to tell you?
What's up? Here we go. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
He clawed you out.
What a nigger. Hang on.
All right, we're back.
We got to take a break.
No, we don't have to take a break. It's so early, man. It's like 10. You got to take a piss. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got
to
piss. All
right, go ahead.
I'm drinking. I love these new the 16-ounce Ice House plastic bottles. They're the shit. Yeah, like, you know, if you got a 6-pack of 16 ounces, that's like the perfect amount of beer to get fucked up, especially Ice House.
Ice House does do it. Yeah.
Ice House is the shit. If you don't drink Ice House, you're probably a fag.
I'm out of beer, but I got plenty of gin.
You drink Miller Lite because you're a homo.
It has little carbs in it. I'm diabetic. I don't want to get pass out in the fucking air.
Yeah, I forgot that you have sugar AIDS.
Yeah, if I pass out, you steal all my stuff.
With your inferior genetics.
Whatever.
Like, everyone in your family's blind. Your dad only has one eye.
I'm not white, though.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing, I guess.
I know, that's minus 20% to your aggressive.
Minus 20% to my hit power.
At least.
What is this, Dungeons and Dragons?
Your constitution? Well, I mean, seriously, like, if you think about it, like, there's no, like, genetic diseases that white people get. But if you think black people got sickle cell.
White people are sick, though.
No. Listen,
yeah, no, they're sick
listen.
People.
Spanish people and Indian people always have diabetes. Every single one of you.
Indian people?
Indian people have diabetes. Like, Indians.
Yeah, they like got, Native Americans?
Yeah,
or?
They got worse diabetes than you do, dude.
Seriously?
Every single Indian person's fat as hell.
I thought they were just diabetics and shit.
They're fat.
I mean, alcoholics, I meant to say.
Yeah, and they're fat. White people, like, we go ahead and we make stuff that makes you sick. Mm. That's why we're the,
superior race, go ahead.
Well,
and
no,
say
we're not for long. We got about 10, 15 years left because we only have like one or two kids per family.
I don't know what's up with y'all.
Yeah,
not
I know.
Fucking.
We don't like to have sex.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with y'all. Not
we're
fucking.
All hung up.
White people are weird, though, man.
They
I'll
are,
be honest with you. There's some weird stuff.
Yeah.
That white people do.
Serial killers. Yeah. Pornographers are mostly Jewish, actually. Yeah. Serial killers, we like to go to war. That's the one thing we're good at.
War.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much, we're the best at it. That's why we
But you make black people and poor people and other people fight your wars.
No, actually, if you look at in Iraq, the majority of frontline soldiers are white. And that's been true for every war, except the one we lost, Vietnam. That's when we had black people on the front.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? Come on.
I'm just saying, white people are good at fighting. We pay attention, we answer, you know, we're disciplined and stuff.
What about Korea? We lost Korea, too.
No, Korea was
a stalemate.
No, come on, dude.
Korea
was
not a stalemate. They beat our ass back.
No, that's not true at all.
Back to that one parallel. We were
almost
done.
What the fuck was that? Your cats are going crazy. No, Korea was not a stalemate. Look at the like, even more in Vietnam, if you look at the casualty numbers for Korea, that was a massacre. They won that because, you know, that wasn't the full United States fighting. It was never declared war. And remember I tricked you and I said that the Cubs...
Yeah.
I told Carlito that the Cubs captured Yosh Kawana, the Cubs clubhouse manager, that they captured him in Korea, and that he was their slave because it was never declared war. Therefore, we're still... I mean, technically, we're still at war with North Korea.
We just have an armistice. That's it.
Yeah, there's never been a peace agreement.
It's a ceasefire. That's
I told Carlito that he was... The Cubs took him as a slave because they had, like, their own little outfit there.
Yeah.
And that he was technically their slave. And you believed it because you're not very bright.
Yeah, he was a POW, and they shipped him to Chicago.
Yeah, and they made him the clubhouse manager for the Cubs.
Yeah, and then he was so...
He liked it, so he never wanted
to... He liked it so
they
much
gave
he
him their
free,
they gave him his freedom eventually, but then like he never went back.
I did buy that, actually.
Yeah,
there was a lot of shit
bright.
I used to buy. Yeah. You might know, remember today, there was the fight between Mankind, whatever, what was his name, Cactus Jack, whatever
yeah,
that guy's name.
My favorite wrestler.
And The Undertaker.
Okay.
And you and Mike are all the roommate. He said that... I don't know why this is a big deal. He said, "Yeah, I heard that he pulled a gun on the Undertaker at the end of the fight." And I was like, "Really? That's fucked up." And then you guys started laughing, like, "You're so stupid." And I was like, "Well, how is that not believable in wrestling? They do so much dumb shit."
But I mean, seriously,
all the time.
You're like, you've come a long way from what you were like 5 years ago. You're really dumb.
I was,
and
yeah,
now you're like
yeah.
You're not so dumb.
I'm not so dumb, but still, how could that not happen? How could you not see in the WWF someone just pull a gun on somebody?
No one pulls a fucking gun in wrestling.
It would be funny. That's a great idea.
They should have like a skinny little guy who's like his whole gimmick is he pulls a gun and he'd be the champion. Like he goes in a ring,
it should be a black guy.
He gets his ass beat for the whole match. And at the end, he pulls out a gun, and the other guy lays down, and he puts a gun to his head and pins him.
He should be a black guy. Like, what's up, motherfucker?
The back guy killed him.
Yeah, the black guy just steals every match. He stole the head championship belt.
Yo, give me that belt. I'll shoot you.
Yo, that belt looks nice, yo. And he,
yo, you know what? That belt would look really nice around my waist, yo.
That would be a great gimmick. A black wrestler who, at the end of every match, would steal it by pulling out a gun and forcing his opponents to let him beat them or submit. Say, I quit.
Yo,
submit.
You better quit or I'll shoot you.
Yo, okay.
Or
what
if they actually shot him, like, you know, with a blank and a blood packet? That would be great.
And then once they could bring the
shoot you in your leg, yo, and he shoots him in the leg.
And they could
bring
they could bring the other wrestler's family one night and be his wife and he.
Remember the one time where like Brian Pillman broke into someone's house and he was like.
Yeah.
And then he died like a week later.
He died like a week later.
Yeah, it was like
exactly.
a week.